there's not any at home there.
Mm-hmm.
And should I?
If that's your phone, yeah.
He's at his mother's now. His mother.
You were telling me about that when you were growing up.
Well, I don't know anything else. Is there anything in general that you...
I was just wondering, I had noticed that it seemed most of these smaller communities, people had just sort of moved out or... just mainly older people.
Well, see, that's what's happened to our community. See, my mother and daddy live in where they still lived, and still live. And then the neighbors down the road, there's just the couple, the man and woman. And up the road, my aunt, that's just the two of them. And the old home place where I was born and where daddy's mother and daddy lived and everything, it burned back... few years ago, it was one of these old two-story houses, you know, that had the long front porch, you know, like you see a lot in the South. And so it burned, and so that house is gone. And, well, I'd say from, say, within a two-mile distance of where I was born and raised, I'd say there's not but two children. No, there's about four children on that whole two-mile space where, when I was growing up, well, you couldn't count them because every family had eight or nine children. And right now, I know of four children on that whole two-mile distance of Grassy's Creek. And that two-teacher school where I went to school, it closed down.
How is, they've done some... Have they built these lakes recently, or just built up this area?
Well, they've done a lot. Now, this Kentucky lake down here, well, it was there when I was a child. Now, I don't know actually what year it was formed or whatever they did, because I did, when I was just a child, I did, I come with some neighbors to see the lake, and that's the first time I ever saw it. And, I don't know. Of course, there's been a lot of the TVA has moved in to Cumberland City, which is about 7 miles from where I was born and raised. The steam plant has just been built, and just now it's just about completed now. And of course, that's all come about since I was growing up. And of course, there's been quite a few changes in this little town of Era. Even that I can remember, they tore down so many of the old houses, and of course they built a new courthouse since I can remember. And well, it's just changed a lot, but I don't know anything in general, you know.
I looked at a map, and there's a place up, well, it's up in Stewart County called Tharp, and now this other map, Tharp wasn't on there.
Oh.
And I was wondering.
I've heard of Tharp community.
Someone said...
I've heard of that, but I didn't know.
Someone said that just with all the making state parks and everything, that had just been sort of wiped out. I was wondering if they were trying to turn this area more into a resort area. Just around here with the fishing and tourists and everything coming to the lakes.
Well, I haven't really heard anybody predict this now. We do have so many people now that have their camps down here and all this. And but I haven't heard anybody say that they would just turn this into a resort. Like over in Stewart County, they did turn this, what they call the land between the lakes, I understand, and they bought out everybody almost that lived in that land.
Yeah, that was where Tharp was.
It was. Well, I knew some people, you know, that moved even to Stewart.